Hello?
Hello, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Tiffany, and her phone number is 979-229-2216.
Got it. Okay, thank you. You can send them
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm just connecting you with you.
through. Got it. Okay. Hello, Tiffany.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Tiffany. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. We're just following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good too. Thank you for asking. Now, I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, let me see here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay. Now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Am I say that one more time?
Okay. Now, are you willing to affirm that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I thought that's what you were doing.
Yeah, no. So I'm asking you, have you signed documents with anyone else?
Oh, no.
No? Okay. Excuse me. Now, have. No, that's okay. I know it's kind of confusing. Now, have you used hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
10 for sure.
Okay, within 10. Okay. And then, were you ever diagnosed with any form of cancer after using hair relaxer?
No.
No, never diagnosed with any form of cancer?
Stage one ovarian cancer.
Oh, so you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
And you said it was stage one?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Stage one ovarian cancer. Okay. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
It is.
All right, let me see here. Got it. Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with cancer?
April 17, 2024.
Okay, 4/17/2024, you said, which was earlier
Yes.
this year. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, Dr. Levy Gale.
How do you spell that last name? G
Gayle.
A Y L E, and then Levy is Levi, correct?
Levy.
Okay, what was it one more time?
Levy.
Lelvi?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then what hospital was this at?
St. Joseph Health Regional Hospital in Bryan, Texas.
St. Joseph Health Regional Hospital, Bryan, Texas.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. For that hospital, I have the address as 2801 Franciscan Drive. Is that correct?
Yes, 77802.
Yep, correct. Let me see here. And then the doc or the phone number for that hospital, I have it as 979-776-3777. Does that sound correct?
That's correct.
Got it. Okay, let me see here. And then I'm assuming you're still in Texas, correct?
I am.
All right, let me see. I just need a for Texas. That's a 2-year stay, which is 18 months. Okay, everything is good so far. Let me see. Excuse me. Now, did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I use it 6 to 7 times a year for
Okay,
10 years.
6 to 7 times a year, like every other
Yes.
month, give or take.
Great.
Got it. You said 6 to 7. And you were using it about 6 to 7 months, or 6 to 7 times a year before you were diagnosed, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let me see here. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
You are. And then what is your date of birth, please?
2/19/1982.
Okay. You said 2/19 and then 1982?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 2/19/82. Let me see here. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, and then did you have any other friends or family members that were also using hair relaxer?
Oh, I got a lot of them that use relaxers. My
Friends?
mama, sister.
Friends and family?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. I'll just put friends and family for now. And then I'm assuming you used the hair relaxer in the state of Texas, right?
Yes.
All right. When did you start using hair relaxer?
I
Just a
started using it, was 10 years ago from this day, 2014.
Okay. Let's see, 2014. Do you know around what month? Just because I need to put one on here.
August.
August of 2014. And then I do need to put a day on here. Is it okay if I just put the first?
That's fine.
Okay, August 1st of 2014. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
I stopped using hair relaxers after March this year.
So you stopped in March?
Yes.
Okay. Should I just put the first as well for the day?
That's fine too.
Okay. Let's see. March 1st of 2024. And then how often did you apply these products? Was it a weekly thing, a monthly thing?
Monthly.
Monthly, okay. And then how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer for?
10 years.
10, you said? Okay. Where did you mainly receive the treatment? Was it at home or a salon?
At home,
At home? Okay.
like box.
Yeah, it was mostly at home.
Like the box, treatment that you buy from like a dollar store or.
Yeah, like one that you could do it yourself.
Yeah.
And then which brand name were you using? Was it Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal?
Dark and Lovely, olive,
Olive
what is
oil.
the kind? Yes, olive oil pink. The list can go on and on.
Got it. No, I know there's a lot out there. For now, I can only pick one, so I'll just put Dark and Lovely, okay?
Okay.
And then, were you diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer for at least 1 year?
Was I diagnosed with cancer after?
Were you diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer for at least 1 year?
No.
Let me ask it this way. Were you using hair relaxer for at least 2 or more years? Or no?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, so let me just ask you one more time. Were you diagnosed with cancer 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer for at least 1 year?
Was I diagnosed with cancer after?
After you used it for at least 1 full year, and were you diagnosed at least 2 years after that?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Let me see here. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Was this chemo?
It was chemotherapy, 6 cycles over 6 months.
6 cycles over 6 months.
Yes.
Okay, and then when did the treatment start? Was this on the same day that you were diagnosed, or?
April 27, 2024.
April 27, 2024. Okay, like about 10 days after you were diagnosed.
Yes.
And was this the same doctor that treated or that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Dr. Lavelle Gale, right?
Great.
Okay, let me see here. I just got to go up there and copy and paste this one more time. Dr. Lavelle. And then the address I have is 2801. Then the phone
Francine.
number. Francine Drive, Bryan, Texas, 77802.
Great.
Okay. And then the phone number was 979-776-3777. Let me see here. And then, Tiffany, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female, okay. And then let me know if I spelled your first name correct. Is it Tiffany?
Great.
Okay, do you have a middle name or no?
Define Shaffon.
Chiffon. Okay, Shaffon.
Great.
Okay, and then what was your last name? I didn't get it.
Gore, Goree.
Goree?
Great.
Okay, Goree. And you say that Goree?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Are there any suffixes in your name, like junior, the second, or the third, or none?
Oh, no.
No, no, right? No, I know. Sometimes I just have to ask.
Understand.
Let me see here. And then, Tiffany, what's your social, please?
466-557-659.
Okay. So that was 466-557-659.
Yes.
Okay, and then what's your primary email?
It's my last name, Gory, my first name, Tiffany, the number one at gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, so that is last name, Gory, Tiffany, first name, and then the number one at gmail.com.
Yes.
Got it. And then for your phone number, the gentleman said 979-229-2216.
Great.
Okay, 979-229-2216. Got it. Okay, and then I'm assuming this is a cell phone, right?
Great.
Okay, and then do you prefer us that we contact you by giving you a call, text, or email?
Take.
Text, okay. And then if we had to give you a call, is the best time to reach you in the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
If you do it in the morning, can it be like between 9 and 2?
Yeah, 9 and 2 your time. So I'll put mornings, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then what's your primary address now?
1204 Peel Street, Bryan, Texas, 77803.
Did you say Peel Street or Hill Street?
Peale. Peel.
Oh, okay. Peel Street, Bryan. Oh, I didn't fill in the state. Let me see. Bryan, Texas, 77803.
Yes.
Is this a house or apartment?
I have.
House. Okay, let me see here. Now, do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, it is at the hospital
The
when
hospital
I
has
can
them,
get in.
right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, that's okay. And then for this final part, we do have to put an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Someone that lives with me.
Okay, and who do you want to put?
Her name is Tabla Smith.
How do you spell that first
T.
name?
Tabla, TABELA Smith.
Okay. Tabula Smith. And then what's her phone number?
979-822-2000. 4845.
4845. And then who is this?
This is my daughter.
Daughter, okay. It's your daughter, all right. Let me just go ahead and review these documents with you just to make sure that I filled everything correctly, okay? Before I send them to you for you to sign really fast. We're almost done, though. Okay, let me see here. All right, let me see here. I'm looking at them right now. All right, so I have your full name as Tiffany Chiffon Gory, which is T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, Chiffon, S-H-A-F-F-O-N, Gory, G-O-R-E-E, correct?
Correct.
All right, I have your address as 1204 Peel Street, Bryan, Texas, 77803.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your phone number as 979-229-2216.
Great.
All right, and then I have your email as goreetiffany1@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Date of birth is February 19, 1982.
Great.
All right, and then your social is 466-557659.
Great.
Okay, let me see here. Okay. Everything looks good. Go ahead and put me on speaker now. I'm going to go ahead and send you these files both via email and text. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you.
Okay.
You should see my name there. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you something.
Okay, it's loading.
Okay.
Continue. Please.
Yep.
Do I type or?
No. So you click on it. Did you already click on the big yellow start button?
Yes.
Yes. So then you click on the box. Be on the lookout. There's a box that tells you to draw your signature, and there's another box that tells you to draw your initials. So be on the lookout for that. Okay.
Okay.
And then you would just draw it with your finger.
Mm-mm, you ain't doing nothing.
You might have to click on it.
Okay. No. I'm trying to click on it. It won't let me do nothing. It just say, I agree to let you.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes, do that.
Okay, start.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. There we go.
And then, yeah, there's going to be a box where it tells you to draw a signature and another box where it tells you to draw your initials, okay?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm finished.
Let me see here. Was there a big yellow button that says finish?
You say you're done.
Yeah. Okay, no, I see it. Let me just review these documents with you to make sure everything is filled out correctly. Okay, I see one signature there. I see an initial there. Signature. Got it. Okay, yeah, everything is done perfectly. So I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They're going to try to call you here in the next 3 to 4 business days. So they don't work on the weekends, but they are going to call you from here until, what is it, like Thursday? So
okay. It's
very important that you pick up that call because they cannot start this process until they confirm this information with you personally, okay?
Okay.
I will also text you my personal work number, so you can call me or text me if you have any questions or concerns. I would say the longest is wait 1 week for you to get that call, because sometimes they do get a little tied up. If it's been over a week, you can shoot me a text and I can see what's going on, maybe as to see why they're taking too long. I will also
Okay.
text you their personal information and number. So if it's been over 7 days, you can always call them too, okay?
Okay. Thank
Got
you
it.
for asking.
Of course, anytime, Tiffany. I appreciate your time and have a good weekend, okay?
You did the same.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Bye-bye.